I don't have a lot of scriptures I'm going to be sharing this morning, but the title of my message is Turning the Page. 2 Corinthians 15 in the ESV, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. In the New Living Translation, it says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Whenever I read this verse, I think of a memorial service I did years ago for a man named Tom, and how the time that I knew him, he was a gentle person. But that is what the whole memorial service was based on, because I didn't know him before. And I guess he wasn't quite that way. So it was this powerful living testimony of what God can do when we change. You know, I was given a book I'm reading about, you know, don't judge me, some of you, Phil Robinson, the guy from Duck Dynasty, and his life before Christ, cheating on his wife, getting drunk, you know, fishing all the time, whoopee, et cetera, et cetera. And how it didn't bring him peace. And when he separated from his wife, he thought, man, okay, this is it. Till he found out it wasn't. It wasn't it. She had committed her life to Christ, and he finally got to the place where he did, and life began anew. You know, and I saw a part of a documentary on a guy, Reggie White, who was a professional football player for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers, and he was also a pastor. And it talked about how he went on this trip of really getting to know the Word of God better. You know, of taking Hebrew classes, etc., etc., so that he could back up what he believed. You know, and I just want to echo, like Bill encouraged you to get into the Word. That's really what I'm talking about today. You know, I know it's New Year's Eve. I know a new day comes tomorrow. We like to regroup. We like to make fresh starts. We like to make New Year's resolutions. And we look forward to it. And, you know, for the last few years, Melody and I have started a new New Year's celebration routine. It's called sleeping and waking up in the new year. Works for me. We're a new creation. And recently I was watching a video, I put it online, Pastor Vody Bochum, he was talking about how Jesus had to be born of a virgin birth so that he would not have the sin nature of man. Now, wasn't worship great today? You know what I love? When we can sing songs of the season in worship. To me, that's powerful. Jesus wasn't born out of sin. We are. You know, we look at fresh starts and making changes. I admit I don't go to the gym as much as I used to, but because I got some stuff at home, but I hate the gym in January, because all of a sudden you got a bunch of weekend warriors that are going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger in a few weeks, but then if you can hang in there, by time March, you've lost 75% of the people. So I'm going to encourage us about making fresh starts today, and I'm calling it Turning the Page, because turn the pages of your Bible. Let's make 2024 a time when we are committed to knowing the Word of God. Make the commitment to read your Bible. Keep turning the pages. Live the new life that Christ gave you. I like what I saw some guy posted online. You know, after all the holiday feasting, I'm proud to say my socks still fit. I think a lot of us can probably say amen to that one. You know, it's difficult to persevere when challenges come against us. You know, there's a lot of times when things are going good, man, we can be super Christian, but then we start to doubt God. And I like to read Paul in 2 Timothy, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have remained faithful. the verse I'm talking about. Therefore, if any is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past. The new has come. The old no longer exists. I wish I didn't have the memories that I have of my old life, because I admit sometimes they come back to haunt me, and I think the devil likes to use it warfare about, who are you, man? I mean, you did this. You know, in the Greek, the word kainos, which is new, means recently made fresh. So if you want to, you can turn to the person next to you and say, I am recently made fresh. I am unused. I am unworn. I am uncommon. I know it's true for me. My wife tells me that a lot. But let's commit to living the uncommon life. Let's not try to live a life that mirrors the world. You know, I was at a Christmas party over the recently, and I saw this book, The Rock Gods, and it had a picture of Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin on it. And all of a sudden, I'm having a mini flashback, because before I came to know the Lord, my Bible is called Rolling Stone magazine. I mean, I subscribed to that thing. I read it from front to back. Everybody that, you know, I mean, if you look at my car, I still got Harvest by Neil Young in there, and I still have Dire Straits, Salt and Strength. I'm an old guy, but that was my life. What they thought about politics or about the world's view. I remember when I went to Oneana, I was in a health class and we had a debate. One was pro-nuke and I was anti-nuke. And I had all my facts and figures from Rolling Stone magazine. I mean, I was as liberal as you could get. But it was empty inside. It didn't fulfill me. Then I met a man named Jesus Christ. And I started reading his word. I started being encouraged by it. You see, the values of the world, if you haven't noticed, come against God's values. Satan will do whatever he can to disrupt our plans and discourage us. The other verse I want to encourage us about today is, he put a new song in my mouth. You know, at the end, we're going to sing another song, and y'all can stand up if you want. You can sit. Just meet God and just worship the Lord. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Know that you are new. Don't let the enemy tell you you are disqualified. Quit living that lie. You are a new creation. You are unworn. You are fresh. You are uncommon. That who is Christ made us to be. And when I've had people from my past life bring that up, I love it. Tommy, yeah, I can tell you even more debauchery that I did. But look what my living God, Jesus Christ, did for me. Let me share that with you. I let my past open the doors so I can show people who I am now. The uncommon life is strengthened as we commit to turning the page. You have to strive and make the effort of being the person God has called you to be. We're not like the religious leaders of old where you write the scriptures planning on your forehead. What's that do for you? Make you look like an idiot. We have to commit. Look at the Bible. King Saul, Samson, and Gideon, all men that started out great, they fell into sin. Finish the race with your eyes on Jesus Christ. Part of living as God's new creation is learning how to live that way. Because God's story is never changing. His offer of new life is seen throughout both the Old and New Testament. Tomorrow I'm going to take down my old calendar and put up a new one. Flipping the page doesn't change my life. It doesn't change my resolve where all of a sudden I'm only going to eat the 9 helpings of fruit and vegetables every day you're supposed to do. My doctor told me, man, you got to drink a whole lot of water. I do. It's called coffee, but I realize that's not what he's talking about. So I know I got to be careful. The scriptures bring us hope. Don't become part of the statistics of not reading the Bible. The Pew Research Group this year talked about the frequency of reading the Bible among born-again Christians. 45% said they read it at least once a week. 12% read the Bible once or twice a month. 9% read it several times a year. 33 said they seldom or never read the Bible. And 15 didn't know how much they read the Bible. To live as the man Jesus Christ has called me to be, I have to read the Bible. I have to memorize Scripture. I have to not just read it to read it, but to spend time prayerfully reading through it. You know, I heard a teaching on the radio. This guy was talking about if you have prodigals, what he does is he's praised the Bible over prodigals, over his children. That's powerful stuff. I don't know how to pray. Okay, open up Psalm 23 and pray that. Lord, help me to learn how you are my good shepherd. You know, I need to live this life. I need to learn new patterns. I need to learn new behaviors and new thoughts. We're told be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means you have to get God's word in here. You need fellowship. You need prayer. Lifeway Research found life changes when people read the Bible. Feeling lonely drops 30%. Anger issues drop 32% by consistently reading the Bible. You don't just read it. You focus on it. You reflect on it. You pray through it. Bitterness in relationships drop 40%. Alcoholism drops 57%. Sex outside of marriage drops 68%. Feeling spiritually stagnant drops 60%. Viewing pornography drops 61%. Sharing your faith jumps 200%. And discipling others jumps 230%. Talking to a guy a couple years ago, life stunk. I said, okay, I listened to him. How much do you read the Bible? I'm talking about a born-again Christian. Yeah, I don't. Okay. How much do you pray? Yeah, I don't. Okay. I want you to read and pray every day. I didn't give him a time limit. Just spend some time there. We got together a month later. How you doing, man? Life's great. You reading? Every day. You praying? Every day. I am not an Einstein. It was nothing I did. It was his commitment to God. God, when we sow, we will reap. And I'm not trying to be legalistic here. What I'm trying to tell you, though, if you want life to not hit you so hard and to own you, if you want to own it, then we need to commit to reading the Bible. I would encourage all of you to spend time this week, little by little, go through Psalm 119. It's all about God's word, and it is so powerful. A few years ago, we did a summer session on it. You know, the Bible is part of renewing our minds, as I said, that's from Romans 12, 2. Let's move forward. The devil wants you to be trapped in the past. Sometimes we get trapped in the past by remembering the good times, what God did in the past. Okay, but that is the past. I want the future. Jesus wants you to be joyfully looking to the future, to be encouraged. You know, and again, the stats I just read to you, it doesn't mean you read the Bible. Hey, I'm going to go home and read Psalm 23, and all of a sudden I'm going to be skipping down the streets giving roses to people. But what it means is when I'm really down and out and I read the Bible, God encourages me, and I know he will never leave me or forsake me, and I know even though life stinks, excuse me, God is going to be there. That God is going to show me, guess what, Dick? It doesn't have anything to do with your feelings. Went to a Christmas party yesterday with our grandson, a bunch of family members. Babies are young, little people are kind of cool. Hey, let's just feed them donut holes till they come out his wazoo. He wanted that. So they gave him a couple, then my daughter, I mean, here, you got to eat some normal stuff. Did he want to do that? No. Why don't we just let them do that? You're a young mother. Why don't you just let your kid eat Twinkies and Ho-Hos and Fritos, which rock. If you even get to chili Fritos, bingo. Why not just do that? Well, that's stupid. Then why do we want to do that? God, I want to live sexually this way. God, I want a ho-ho. No, because it's not good for you. Well, that's not how I feel. I am tired of living in a world where we are mastered by our feelings. I was talking to somebody recently. They said, man, Sunday mornings, I am so tired. I don't want to get out of bed. That's the most tired day of the week for me. Why? It's called warfare. People are rewriting the Bible. The progressive Christianity movement doesn't even put much stock in the Bible. It's okay to live this lifestyle because God loves everybody. Yes, he does. But he's also the creator of everything, so he tells us how to do it. You know, I was at my son-in-law's house a couple weeks ago, and his heating system was acting up, so he watched about 10 to 20 YouTube videos. He checked it out. Yeah, okay, we're good to go. He didn't want me working on his system. I didn't look at any YouTube videos. Then why do we want to live life without looking at God's YouTube video on how to live? You want joy? You want peace? Let the Bible be a part of your life. Today isn't a day to dwell on our weaknesses and failures. I mean, you know, New Year's resolutions, I'm sorry, but most of the time, like 70-some percent of the time, they don't work. Let God change you. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It was so freeing to me when I found out that Jesus Christ could tell me a better way to live than Neil Young could. Turn the page. I started writing this, and I just keep thinking about Bob Seger's song, Turn the Page. See, I love rock, but what I learned is, you know what? God set me free. So make it, read your Bible. Have a sheet of paper there. Take notes. It's good to have a study Bible so you can know the context. Who is the author writing to? What is the main point that is being emphasized? Because God ain't schizophrenic. You can't read a section of the scripture and God says this to you. Then I read that same section and he says something different to me. That's not how it works. And that's what Reggie White talked about in this thing. As I started reading the Hebrew, I started really reading the Bible, I realized, oh, I've been saying stuff that I thought rather than God. You know, what's the main point being emphasized? How can you apply it to your life? I'm not asking you to read 500 verses a day. I'm not asking you to do 10 chapters a day. What I am asking you to do is make the Bible a part of your life. There's going to be sometimes you're just going to read. Because the Word of God doesn't come back void. The more you read prayerfully and you take notes and you look at it, God's going to speak to you. He's going to show you how to live. He's going to show you how to live in hope. I look at the life of Paul and all that he went through because he let Christ take hold of him. Persevere. Fight the temptation. I got to tell you, Sunday mornings between 10 and 11:30, man, I'm a good Christian. Then in the afternoon, the NFL hits. Life can take you by storm. You're not always going to have fireworks when you read the Bible. It's not, whoa, I get to get up in the morning and read the Bible. Woo-hoo! You persevere. It's not about feelings. Sometimes you don't want to eat the good food. You don't want to drink the water, but you realize this is healthy for me. And I've learned to eat healthy. With my omelet, I have cheese and broccoli, so it's good for me because I have veggies in there. But seriously, commit to making the Bible a part of your life. The statistics I showed you earlier is as people allowed God to train them and to move them forward. You know, I remember when we were young Christians and all of a sudden we started reading and learning about tithe. That stunk because it had to do with money. And then we learned God wants us to trust us with money. Talk about a weird concept. But we kind of knew if God says it, it's true. So we started doing it. And God blessed us. I'm not going to mention names, but then we had a teaching in our small group years ago, and people started doing it. And like 3 weeks later, people said, well, I got a raise, and this other person got a promotion. Now, God doesn't always move that way. I'm not telling you to start tithing, and God's going to really double your income, but if you want to try it, go ahead. But what I'm saying is make it an integral part of your life. I was talking to somebody this week, and I close with this. You know, Paul Martin was Melody's uncle. He was something. A year ago, we go to his funeral because we hadn't seen him for a few years. He got saved, radically saved, sharing the gospel, evangelizing people. He died Christmas Eve 2022 reading the Bible. Wow, what a way to go. You're sitting in your chair reading the Bible. Next thing you know, the author is staring you in the face. Tell me that ain't cool. You want life? You can skip the first couple chapters of 1 Chronicles, because I'm reading that book right now. But God wants to speak to you. I use the New Living Translation a lot in my devotions just because it's easy to grasp. I use the ESV most of the time. But just get into the Bible. I'm not here to beat you. I'm here to encourage you. Even if it's, I got 15 minutes, okay. Boom. Because it's amazing how in the Bible, but my ESPN app on my phone, for some reason, that's so enjoyable. Anything about how Beaumont feels? Close with this. Could you, I'm sorry, come up, please. Prepare for our last song. In Christ, we're a new creation. The old is gone. The old is gone. That person, yes, we still are learning to be transformed and get rid of the sin nature, but that person is gone. If you have said, Jesus, I'm a sinner, forgive me, take control of my life. Read the Bible. It's extremely important to your spiritual growth. If you feel like you're stagnant spiritually, I would encourage you to see how much you read the Bible. And don't fit it into your life. Make it a part of your life. Stay the course. Keep turning the pages. Home groups. Fellowship. It's a good place. We sit down. We talk about the scriptures. We talk about the teachings and how we can apply it to our lives. So, if you're willing, would you stand? And Bill, would you close us? Thank you. Thank you.
an altar of broken stones, but you delight in our offering. You have the heavens to call your home, but you abide in the songs we sing. sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this fresh start that we're looking at here. We pray, Lord, more than anything that you'll be with us, that you'll hold our hands, Lord. Keep our minds fixed upon you, our hearts and our soul this year. And Lord, as we do that, as we commit to that, Lord, we will give you the praise, yes, and we will give you the honor, and we, yes, will thank you, yes, for all that you do in our lives. And we will, yes, make God, it known, Lord, not only here in the midst of the congregation, but to our friends and neighbors, even our enemies, how good you, yes, have been to us so far in this new year. We thank you, Lord, and we trust in you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Happy New Year, everybody. God bless you.